Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Sunday the 24th of March and today's news story is about this year's World Happiness Report. Well, where did your country finish in this report? Well, maybe you'll find out in a minute, but before we do that, let's have a look at just a few keywords that I'll be using in today's news story. So, three words or phrases to look at. I'm going to come back to these words at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them, but see if you can understand them based on the context. We start with a phrase, in a row. In a row. Next, a verb, squeeze. S-Q-U-E-E-Z-E. Squeeze. And the third one, the final one, is an adverb, sharply. Sharply. S-H-A-R-P-L-Y. And it's a word that can be used with something like statistics, graphs, data, that type of thing. And that's how I'm going to use it. So listen for how I use this word, sharply. Okay, we'll come back to them at the end. And here is today's news story. Finland is the world's happiest country. Again. That's 7 years in a row for the Scandinavian nation, according to this year's World Happiness Report. The annual report ranks happiness in more than 140 countries around the world, focusing on six factors: social support, income, health, freedom, generosity, and absence of corruption. So, what other countries made the top five? Well, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, and perhaps surprisingly, Israel, although it should be noted that the survey was conducted before the October 7th attack. Nothing much has changed at the top compared with previous years, but the United States and Germany have dropped out of the top 20. The United Kingdom has just about squeezed into the top 20, in 20th position, while France has dropped from 21st to 27th. One of the main observations made in the 158-page report was how in many countries in the West, older people are now happier than younger people. It says, in the West, the received wisdom was that the young are the happiest, and that happiness thereafter declines until middle age, followed by substantial recovery. But since 2006 to 2010, happiness among the young, aged 15 to 24, has fallen sharply in North America, to a point where the young are less happy than the old. Youth happiness has also fallen, but less sharply, in Western Europe. Meanwhile, in Central and Eastern European countries, the young are much happier than the old, but everyone in that region is reported to be much happier than in previous years. This can be reflected in the rankings, with Czechia, Lithuania, and Slovenia all climbing considerably. In last place was Afghanistan, once again named the unhappiest country in the world, while also in the bottom five were Lebanon, Lesotho, Sierra Leone, and Congo. And that's today's news story. Okay, so if you take a look at the rankings and see where your country ranks, do you think this is accurate? Or do you think it's a happier or less happy place? Okay, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Just the three words. We begin with in a row. So 7 years in a row that Finland has been the world's happiest country. So in a row means consecutively. So 7 consecutive years. Next, squeeze. The United Kingdom has just about squeezed into the top 20. So to squeeze is to fit in a small space, but only just, only narrowly being able to fit. And the last word, sharply. Happiness among the young has fallen sharply in North America. So this means with a sudden and dramatic change. And as I said at the start, it's often used in statistical language when we're analysing data. We might say it has fallen or it has risen, increased, decreased very sharply if it's very sudden and dramatic. And those are the key words. Hopefully they're clear, and I hope you enjoyed today's news story. You can test your understanding with a 5-question video comprehension quiz, and you can also read the transcript over on the Learn English with Ben Fan Club page. If you are interested in joining, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.